ladies and gentlemen. What's good? This is your host, Nigel Jamal. Welcome to Elevated Toes Radio. After a short hiatus, we're back. Y'all know what it is, man. I love learning, so I took some time off, you know, to get everything right. How y'all feeling out there? How's everything been, man? We checking in. We making things happen. We making the most out of the situation. We're creating our circumstances. And we're learning every single day. Change is the only thing that is constant. So we're learning, man. Continuing to learn, continuing to grow. Knowledge can be gained through books and teaching, and wisdom is gained through experiences and lessons. So if you want to gain wisdom, go live a little. If you want to gather knowledge, read a book, learn something. Either way, we here, baby. So start off with a little quote by Do Zantamada. I didn't practice that before I said it, but it doesn't matter. Here we go. Indecision steals many years from many people who wind up wishing they just had the courage to leap. If that resonates with you, then go ahead and jump. I already know. You already know if you are in a situation where you need to have the courage to make a decision and go for it. You know what I mean? So love yourself enough to do what's right. Love yourself enough to do what feels right for you and what's aligned with what you got going on. I'd like to share another quote by Dove Seedman. When you press the pause button on a machine, it stops. But when you press the pause button on human beings, they start. I love that quote because it's all about mindfulness. It's literally all about being in the present moment, taking a second or a few moments to stop and smell the roses, enjoy the fresh air, and be aware of what's happening around you, what's going on around you, and all the things going on in the world, all the fear and turmoil being spread in the news. Take a second to say, okay, I'm going to pay attention to what's happening around me, and I'm going to be mindful about how I react. They say that life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react. So it's all about you, baby. Comes down to the man or the woman in the mirror if you want to, you know, make that change happen. Word to Michael Jackson. I'd like to share another quote by Pema Chandran, and it goes, sticking with uncertainty, getting the knack of relaxing in the midst of chaos, learning not to panic, this is the spiritual path. And that's pretty deep. I'll let y'all sit on that, marinate, gain your own interpretation, look these quotes up, or do some deep diving on your own. Today's episode is really about protecting your energy, protecting your vibration. I figured that'd be very useful. I mean, as it's been useful for myself. So for someone else out there, it may be very useful too. And I normally go back and listen to my own episodes because I end up teaching myself something from sharing the information with you guys. I learn as I teach, and I teach as I learn. It's always been that way. A teacher, they may always feel like they know it all, and that's why I've always had beef with, like, well, not necessarily beef, but that's why I've always had, like, a little bit of clashing with teachers when I grew up and throughout school and college, because they feel like, you know, after they are degreed up and all of that, and after they've read a certain amount of books and gathered a certain amount of knowledge and got some however many years under their belt from teaching, they feel like the learning stops. But learning never stops, man. You gotta love learning. You gotta love growing. Change is the only thing that's constant in this world, in this life, in this universe. It's the only constant, guaranteed thing is change. So every day, you know, we're like just like certain reptiles and certain animals, our skin sheds, our hair sheds, our follicles change over the years, pigment and color, you know. So, and if you didn't know, now you do know. But less like reptiles and more humans, we are human beings, and we are spiritual beings having a human experience. Actually, it's pretty remarkable when you think about it. We're just beginning to understand this miracle of life that we're experiencing. Enough rambling, though. Back to business, y'all. This episode's gonna be short and sweet, under 10 minutes. I just want to share with y'all 10 ways to protect your energy in this time. And this will work. This, you know, this is timeless information. This will work at any given point, any time. And you listen to this, you know, any time of day, whatever's going on in the world, this will work. Because it's all about your inner world, and your inner world reflects your outer world reflects your inner world. People reflect back to you what you're showing them or giving them. So if there's peace around you, then you're definitely reflecting peacefulness. If there's joy around you, you're reflecting joy. And if there's, you know, negativity around you, then you gotta go within, take that moment, take that breath, that deep breath like that. Whew. Let it out and just listen. You may have inner voice, quiet voice saying what's next, what the next move is, what you need to focus on, and it will definitely give you insight on whether you're the one creating the negativity around you or you need to move forward. So the first way that you could protect your vibration, your vibe, is to avoid gossip and drama. I'm not sure where among history we decided gossip was a way to, you know, become closer with somebody. Gossip is destructive. It's a negative behavior. And so is drama. So just avoid it as best you can. Number two, let go of things you can't control. Before I go on to number two, or this is a part of number two. Number one is part of number two, because we can't control what the media presents to us. We can't control the fact that, you know, there's going to be these stories and these uncoverings of what's going on, and these exposures of, like, these men and women in certain organizations or wherever they are, whatever they do for a living. We can't control what they've done in their journey, or we can't control the things that, you know, are getting exposed about them. But we can't control how we react to it, and we can't control whether we allow it to become a part of our being. So it's like observe but don't absorb, you know what I'm saying? The news perpetuates gossip and drama every day, every night, every morning, every hour, every minute of every day. You turn on the news, and even on, like, even checking the weather now, they would tell you about some stories in like 19 whatever early times in 20th century. They'd be like, oh yeah, there was a really bad storm here, there was a really bad earthquake here back then, and we're just about to go into this season where, you know, the conditions were reminiscent of this or that. It's like, yo, all right, man, you know, how about sharing stories about the people who survived these natural disasters? You know, how about sharing how they did it and sharing the tips that they can pass on to help you endure a really tough storm that may be approaching, whether it's like a tropical storm or whether it's like a hurricane or a tornado or a hailstorm or an earthquake or a tsunami or a big wave, whatever it may be. You know, if you've survived it, why don't they go and find someone who experienced a storm like that and have them share their wisdom with everyone, so that way if that storm ever comes or storm similar ever comes, that they're able to endure and they're able to make it through, save their family, save their lives, you know, save their whatever possessions that are important to them that they're able to save at the time, stuff like that. So we're gonna move right on to number three, the third way, you know, that you can protect your vibe, and that's avoid comparing yourself to others. Comparison is the thief of all joy. Do not fall into the trap of comparing yourself, comparing your progress, comparing your success, comparing your failures, comparing your lessons, comparing your level of education, comparing your job, comparing your home, comparing your possessions, comparing your car, comparing your spouse, comparing your, you know, your loved ones, comparing your significant other to someone else's, you know, because then you're gonna miss out on the blessings that you have. You miss out on the blessings that are coming to you and the blessings that you have received. Because little do you know, your blessings are right in front of you. And the things that you've been blessed with are right in front of you. And when you compare it to someone else's blessing or anointing, you fail to recognize your own. And sometimes you even block your own. So the fourth way that you could protect your vibe is to keep your faith larger than your fears. Starve your distractions, feed your focus. Keep your faith larger than your fears. Hold your strong faith and know that everything is working out for your highest good. Everything is working out for the good of everyone involved. Everything is working out well for you. Everything is going great. In the end of the chapter, starts a new chapter, and you'll be happy you never gave up, because you're like, oh man, if I ever gave up, then I would never be able to get everything, reap everything that I hoped for, that I had faith about. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You gotta believe in the unseen, and then it will be seen. You know, seeing is believing. For people who believe in just like material things, but believing is seeing for those who are able to conceptualize the idea of anything is possible with faith. Number five, don't do anything that doesn't feel right, okay? If it doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. If it feels off, it probably is. That's the fifth way you can protect your vibe. Number six, don't be afraid to spend some time alone. If you're empathic, if you're sensitive to energy, if you're hypersensitive, if you are becoming that way, if sometimes you have anxiety or whatever, then it may be good for you to get some alone time. It may be good for you to spend some time alone. It may be good for you to recharge and recenter and get back to your level of consciousness that brings you at one with Mother, Father, Gaia, the earth, and all of that good stuff. So the seventh way to protect your vibe is to speak kindly to yourself and to other people. And when we say speak kindly to yourself, we mean to, those thoughts, those thoughts in your mind, take note of them and realize, like, if you're encouraging yourself, that mental conversation, if you're encouraging yourself and telling yourself positive things, then you continue to do positive things and you'll see positive things outside. People will be kind to you and reflect to you what you have reflected to them. You treat others the way you'd like to be treated, but also you treat yourself the way you'd like to be treated by others. So you speak kindly to yourself and to other people. Tweet others how you would like to be tweeted. Oh boy. Please yourself before trying to please others. That's number eight. People pleasing, man. I'm guilty of this. You people please and you'll never be happy. But if you do what feels right for you, you do what feels positive to you, and you please yourself, then you'll definitely continue to bring about more situations and more circumstances that are pleasing to you, satisfying to you. Your vibe attracts your tribe, yo. We're talking about protecting your vibe. So please yourself before you try to please others. Because you keep trying to please others, you'll be pouring from an empty cup. Fill your cup so you can pour from an abundant, overflowing cup. Number nine, stay away from people who drain your energy. Energy vampires, gossip, drama. People who, you get around them and they bring your mood down. Our emotions are energy in motion. I'll say it again. Our emotions are energy in motion. So what you feel, happy, sad, joyful, fearful, blessed, hopeful, faithful, those emotions, those moods will let you know what's happening around you and what's happening inside you. If people are draining your energy and you feel your mood change, then your energy is shifting. Your energy in motion is shifting. Your emotion is shifting. Man, I'm gonna go back and like write this down for myself because that was really helpful. Your energy in motion will be shifting, which is your emotion. So when your emotion changes, you know that you need to stop for a second and pause. In my time in the service, we used to say this Jody. A Jody is a song that you sing as a group. We used to sing this Jody. It's like, stop, look, and listen. And honestly, I think that's genius because when you feel your emotions change and you feel like your vibe has shifted from being around a particular person or entering a room or a group, someone that feels draining, the way to confirm it is to stop, look, and listen. Listen to what's happening outside and listen to what's happening inside. Listen to that inner voice and listen to your environment. Look outside at your external experience and then go within and look inside at your internal experience. You can use your mind's eye to do this, and you can use your eyes to do this. Use your senses to do this. There you go, that's number 9. And the 10th, last but not least way to protect your vibe is to ignore any opinions that do not enhance your life. Like, you know, be mindful of the good opinion of others. Some people may mean the best for you. They may mean very well for you, and they may be close friends, close family, but if they're telling you something based off of their own fears and their own experience or what they believe that can happen for themselves, then it could be leading you down the wrong direction. It could be leading you on a different path that is not aligned, or, you know, that's out of alignment with what you actually want and what you actually want to do. So if someone tells you something and it feels like it's out of alignment with what you got going on or what you want to do, then, you know, take what they say with a grain of salt. If there's some truth behind it, then maybe go back and write it down, remember it, use the useful part. But everything else, you can dispose of it. Everything else, you can just say, you know, thank you for sharing. I respect your opinion. I respect what you're saying. But, you know, I'm going to do me. I'm going to do what feels right for me. I'm going to treat myself kindly. You know, I'm going to do what feels right. I'm going to have faith in what I'm doing. I'm going to have faith in what I'm trying to accomplish. You know, I'm going to please myself here and do what feels right for me in this situation. I know that there's a reason why I'm on this path. You know, I recently watched a couple videos on Oprah Winfrey's story. You know, man, and one thing that she shared with me that really stuck out when it says ignore, you know, opinions that don't enhance your life. When she was just a little girl, she would be with her a family member, her older family member, who would be in the yard, and they would be hanging up, you know, clothes on a clothesline and with pins and stuff like that to dry. And she used to always say to Oprah, "Baby, watch me good, because you'll be doing this one day." And Oprah had a feeling, an intuition, an instinctive feeling inside, knowing that, like, that wasn't going to be her life. And her family member, older family member and wise family member, used to tell her every time, "Baby, watch me good, because this is going to be what you're doing. You're going to grow up and you're going to be doing the same thing." You know, and she just knew deep down inside that wasn't the life, that wasn't, you know, her future. She knew that she wanted something else. She wanted something different. That her calling was something else, and that what she believed for herself, that was possible for herself, was something different. And turned out she became Oprah Winfrey. You know what I'm saying? She became a household name. She had her own talk show. She was a reporter, you know, books. She's an author. You know, etc. Y'all know about Oprah. And all I'm saying here is what you believe is possible for yourself is true. So if you think you can't, you're right. But if you think you can, you're right too. Ignore any opinions that don't enhance your life, y'all. Sometimes people may mean us very well, but they may only be speaking from what they see is possible for themselves or what they believe is possible for you. Never let anyone put limits on what you can do or put limits on what you're capable of. And always know that you're limitless. Always know that you're infinite beings, and we are infinite beings. We are limitless, and there's no limit to what we can achieve and no limit to what we can do. The only limitations that exist are the ones we create in our minds. So with that, I'd like to sign off. This is your boy Naji Jamal, Elevated Toes Radio. If anything resonated with you, tweet it. Tag Elevated Toes Pod on Twitter. Share it on Insta in your story. Y'all know how to write it. Y'all know how to get all creative. I seen a lot of stories and things. Y'all are very creative out there, man. If you really resonated with these messages and you think that any of them are worth sharing, share it. Tag the, you know, podcast. Share the podcast episode so that way anyone else that may need to hear this message can get this message, man. We all about, you know, learning every day because we love learning, but we're also about sharing this information so that way everyone is able to become the best version of themselves and elevate their consciousness in this elevated community. You know what I'm saying? So y'all already know the podcast that gets high when they go low. Elevated Toes Radio, signing off, your boy Nigel Jamal. Yes, let's get it, man.